Though being around and working with livestock can give us Instagram-worthy photo ops, there are inherent safety dangers due to the size and unpredictability of these animals. And joining me today to discuss some of the best practices for youth working with livestock is Megan Chasseau. She's the Outreach Director of the Upper Midwest Agricultural Safety and Health Center at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities, and she's a farm kid herself. Welcome to Let's Talk with Carl Health, a podcast featuring Carl doctors, partners, and other experts bringing you topics important to your health and wellness. Today's podcast is made possible through funding from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health via the National Children's Center for Rural and Agricultural Health and Safety Emerging Issues Program. Learn more about the Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety by visiting carl.org/farmsafety. That's carle.org/farmsafety for resources, information, tips, and more. Let us help keep you and your family healthy and safe. I'm Scott Webb. Megan, it's so nice to have you here today. We're going to talk about working with livestock and what does that mean? So we're going to talk about animal behavior, feeding, cleaning, and how to keep our youth safe. So I know that data says that livestock incidents with youth are high. Why is that?
Yeah, we see a lot of kids on the farm, right? Farms are both homes and they're also workplaces, which brings us to have all of these kinds of conversations. And so one of the big reasons is just that. It's that a farm is a home and it's a workplace. And so oftentimes we see that there are kids running around on these livestock farms and operations. The other thing that really can drive to some of these incidents involving both youth and young people and livestock, be it a cow, a pig, a sheep, you know, whatever 4-H animal folks may be showing, is also that animals, depending on the kind, a cow is a prey animal. What does that mean? It means they can be jumpy. So there's also this kind of tension between kids are curious, they're quick, sometimes they're noisy. Animals don't always like all of those things. And so the process of learning how to handle animals, work around them, is something that youth learn as they develop and see their adults around them, working around them. And that's really why we still see some of those incidents. And also, to be honest, like, kids love animals. I love animals. Sure. I see calves on the farm. You know I'm going in that direction. And so there are a lot of factors that are bringing kids into the same spaces as these livestock. I'm a farm kid. I grew up on a cattle farm in southern Minnesota. I love feeding calves to this day. I love being around the cows. I think it can be such a wonderful way to grow up. So all that to say, like, we can definitely have kids around livestock safely, but it does take an approach.
Right. As you say, kids can be unpredictable, and animals. I watch a lot of videos, a lot of things on Instagram and stuff. So I'm really fascinated because I didn't grow up on a farm. A lot of the videos seem to be, you know, folks for whom their livestock, they seemingly are pets.
Yes.
You know, and whether that's donkeys helping with the horses or, as you say, the cows and the calves. And I have observed that the unpredictable nature of both humans, especially little humans, and animals make it something worth talking about for sure.
And like you said, both can be unpredictable. And even with these, maybe it's a show steer that a youth has been working with all summer. You know, their steer is practically as tame as a pet. They know each other. That animal can still be unpredictable. And even though we develop these relationships and get to know, you know, the personalities of animals, if you will, and just how to work around and be around, like us, they can still be unpredictable. We can do something funky that'll set them off that we're not even aware of. So that really is kind of that good point. Just even if you have a cow, for example, that is very mellow, we do know that something could spook them and something could happen in an instant.
Yeah. For sure. So then what are some of the most dangerous tasks?
There is so much that youth can be doing around livestock. And, you know, it depends on the kind of animal. Of course, we're kind of generically talking about livestock today. So that could be dairy cows. I mentioned, you know, a lot of 4-H'ers are working with beef cows, pigs, sheep, goats, you name it. But there are a lot of commonalities between all of them. You know, one that we talked about already is animals are big. Animals can be jolty and unpredictable. Think about that size differential, and it tells you all you need to know. Getting rammed into a fence by a several thousand pound animal can turn out really poorly. So it's the size. You know, it's the fact that they're an animal and unpredictable. But there is a lot else, of course. Depending on the environment, can be things in the air. So feed may have just organic dust in it. Maybe the feed has mold in it. That's all natural. That's all fine. That's all normal. But inhaling too much of anything can be a challenge. So thinking about the environment with swine, oftentimes respiratory protection can be really important, right?
Yeah.
We also see, you know, a lot of dairies that are well ventilated, all open, you know, so thinking about that environment, but there can be things in the air, and that can include gases, which can be really serious, particularly with livestock. We can see gases that are incredibly deadly in two areas in particular. So around silage, particularly fresh silage, and also around manure pits. So silage gas and manure gas, those are both really risky areas, definitely ones that avoid having kids by them, period. But the things in the air that we don't see are certainly something. We also know with animals that they get sick like us humans do. And we also know that a lot of those can be shared between both people and animals. They're the things we've heard of. So the E. coli, Campylobacter. And what's important is kids have different immune systems than us, quote unquote, adults do. And so keeping in mind that, you know, an animal could have an animal disease in their saliva, in any of their other kind of things coming out their body. We may not know they're sick. We may not know that's there. So keeping that in mind, especially when there are little kids, pregnant people, older people, just because that exposure can really do a number on those little people.
Sure.
There's machinery. I mentioned earlier, farms are homes and farms are workplaces. And so that also means that a farmyard may be where sports pickup drop-off happens. And it may also be where the trailer is coming into the yard with all of the livestock along with it. And so knowing that, especially with seasons like spring planting, thinking about just like the days get long, people get busy, and knowing that if you have little people and big machinery, really just either, you know, thinking about things like having designated play areas. Some people throw high-vis vests on their kids around the busy seasons. And we also see a lot of kids riding along in various kinds of machinery. And that's something else that, especially in these kind of livestock operations, is something that we think about and talk about a lot. And there are all the kind of generic farm place hazards that may be there. But one last really kind of animal specific one can be the presence of things like animal medications. The reason I bring this one up is because sometimes you'll go on to a livestock farm and see an entire refrigerator designated to, maybe it's medication for livestock, maybe it's a hormone, a vaccine, whatever it may be. But those can be incredibly harmful, especially to kids, but really to anybody. But they may be in a refrigerator. And that's a space that looks like something they're familiar with, that there are usually Capri Sun pouches in. And so
sure.
Being mindful of like, where's maybe the medication, chemicals, other things being stored that these kids can get into, because they are smart and they are quick. And in those, especially those refrigerated spaces, those can be kind of confusing and a dangerous area.
Yeah. And it's good that we have experts like yourself, because these are just things someone like me who didn't grow up on a farm, hasn't spent a lot of time on farms, I just would never think of it. Like, yeah, just throw it all in the fridge. Sure. But when kids go to grab, as you say, the Capri Sun or whatever else, and there's animal medications in there, you could see, because they're kids and they're curious, you could see how that could go wrong, right?
Yeah. I mean, much like an on-farm household, there's oftentimes going to be something in the fridge that's not kid-oriented. And so, especially on a farm like that, sure. it can look different.
You know, some of the things you were saying makes me wonder about PPE and the importance of PPE, the types, whatever, you know, the standards, whatever best practices, I guess, for PPE when it comes to kids, especially being around livestock.
Yeah, totally. And there are absolutely some personal protective equipment that kiddos and whoever is working with them can wear and use to keep them safer. Some of those examples, especially in the livestock space, we sometimes hear about sort boards. So, you know, like a physical barrier between you and an animal, especially if you're moving them. So that sort board can, if the leg comes up for one of those hard kicks, not such a big deal. So something like a sort board with livestock, stepping and kicking, I've mentioned a lot. So having really good shoes, especially when you're in pens with any kind of livestock, they weigh a lot. And that concentrated weight it pinches, and depending on the job, you know, really good boots, maybe steel-toed boots, especially as they get older and are maybe in a pen. But, you know, things like really simple things. I mentioned that we share some of the same diseases and they can make kids really sick. Hand washing can get rid of so much of that. Or something we oftentimes recommend and that farmers just naturally do is having chore clothes. So switching out of the chore clothes into, I don't know, indoor clothes or whatever it is you're going to do, because maybe it's you have those germs on you, but I don't know, maybe it's just that you also have manure on you or a chemical. So switching out the clothing. And then again, you know, I hate to be that it depends, but it depends on the environment. But other kinds of protection, we see a lot of kids on things like lawnmowers or around squealing pigs. Those are both times when it's great to have hearing protection. So squealing pigs can cause hearing damage, you know, just because of how loud that can get. And there are plenty of jobs like that around livestock farms. So that can be a really good one. Something I do mention in that area is we see a lot of folks using wireless headphones for hearing protection. And there are headphones that do both hearing protection and play music. But generally speaking, headphones don't protect you from those high damaging levels of noise. And I'm guilty. I'm walking around with Bluetooth things in all the time. You know, I talked a little bit about some of the animal housing that may have organic dusts, may have ammonia. So swine, pig facilities in particular, respiratory protection may be important. And so typically that's going to be at least an N95. We heard a lot about the N95s in the kind of pandemic days. So
sure.
Just the most lowly rated respirator can get out just those, like the molds, the really tiny dusts that irritate your lungs. And maybe it doesn't bother a kid too much, but over the long term can just set you up for some challenges with the lungs. So depending on the situation, respiratory protection. And then again, depending on the situation, eye protection. We see a lot of young adults working in the dairy space. Great place to, you know, get work experience, be involved in agriculture.
Yeah.
That's another one where eye protection, it depends on the setup, but eye protection is going to be really important for folks that are, you know, working in the parlor to keep either animal waste out of your eyes, other products that you may be using, milk itself. And then not necessarily PPE, but something that is a really great way to protect kiddos and adults is tying up loose hair and clothing. Now, we really think about this when talking about power takeoff or PTOs, but just reducing the things that will snag and catch and either drag you into something or get you stuck is really good. And like we've talked about, sometimes with livestock, things happen fast and you move fast. And so just kind of keeping that stuff out of your way, especially when you're doing these more work-oriented tasks, can be really helpful.
Yeah, definitely. I'm just taking all this in. So much great information. Just want to finish up, Megan, and talk about some of the age-appropriate tasks. One of the themes here in these podcasts that we've done is, you know, just making sure that we're matching kids and their age and their abilities with the right tasks.
Yeah, and that really is, I think, just one of the most effective ways at keeping these farm kids or rural kids, you know, whoever it may be, safe and healthy and going home at the end of the day. Is we think about kids get smart and creative and just really slick, really fast. So having guidelines around what ages and tasks are appropriate, I've found to be incredibly helpful even as a health and safety professional. So younger kids, some of the tasks that might work really well is the feeding calves. And you know what? It's also a great photo opportunity. Some of my favorite pictures are of me feeding calves when, you know, I was a little one. And it's a great task too, because oftentimes you can do it such that the kid's on one side of the fence, the calf might be in a hutch or on the other side. Mm. One thing that's important is, and has probably come up, is, you know, demonstrating something for kids before they do it, being there as a supervisor is just as important as matching the task to them. So having kids feeding calves, they can work into things like working around pigs. As the size and age of animal goes up, typically we think, you know, age of the kid working probably also wants to go up as well. As that kid gets a little bit older, working in pens with large animals becomes more appropriate. Still with having those adults nearby in the pen with you, cleaning pens becomes a more appropriate task. With these older youth, we start to see milking cattle can look in a lot of different ways depending on the dairy setup itself, but milking cows, cleaning the animals themselves. We see 4-H kids are oftentimes taking very good care of those animals, making sure they're clean, making sure they look healthy. Those kinds of tasks are going to be really great as well. So a lot of the machinery-oriented tasks, those are going to be those older youths closer to young adulthood. A good way that I think about it is those youngest ones, we try to prioritize those jobs that, like I said, keep you on a different side of the fence, or the calf is in a hutch, like some kind of barrier between the animals themselves, or some kind of task that doesn't maybe even involve the animal, and then working into the tasks that involve maybe moving cattle inside of pens or moving pigs inside of pens. You know, that's when we incorporate those sort boards, for example, too.
Sure.
And eventually working up to things like operating machinery, integrating into the milking side of things, treating animals. And those give good examples of kind of how to variegate those tasks as youth age so that they're age appropriate.
Yeah, that's perfect. Like I said, so much to think about. So glad we have experts like yourself to take us through all of this. I know there are a lot of kids on farms, and as you had this amazing experience as a kid growing up on a farm, we want that for all kids, those Insta photo ops with the calves and so on. So really good stuff. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much, Scott. It's important stuff, and those farm kids are so valuable. So I'm glad we get to help keep them safe.
That's Megan Shasso, Outreach Director of the Upper Midwest Agricultural Safety and Health Center at the University of Minnesota, Twin Cities. And remember, you can count on Carl. Learn more about the Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety by visiting carl.org/farmsafety. That's carle.org/farmsafety for resources, information, tips, and much more. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and check out the entire podcast library for additional topics of interest. I'm Scott Webb. Thanks for listening, and join us next time on Let's Talk with Carl Health.